A Seattle City Council committee voted to impose limits on rideshare companies last night. The council's compromise seemed to disappoint everyone, from rideshare companies to taxicab owners. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The Seattle City Council's Committee on Taxi Regulations has been wrestling with how to regulate rideshares like Lyft and UberX for months. Whether or not to cap the number of rideshare drivers in order to protect the taxi industry has been the most contentious issue, and council members were unable to find the votes Thursday to completely eliminate caps or impose them. So they took a middle road, limiting the number of drivers that each rideshare company can have at any one time to 150. UberX general manager Brooke Steger says that limit is a huge disappointment and will make it impossible to meet customer demand at peak hours.
It's going to put hundreds of drivers out of work, and it's going to make it really, really difficult to get an UberX.
UberX driver Michael Camburn agreed, saying the limit will make individual drivers less efficient.
Now I've done exactly what they don't want to happen, and that's deadheading, which means I'm going to be in Seattle or at SeaTac, and I've got to drive all the way back home, and I can't log back on because we've already got 150 drivers on the road.
Taxi companies had pressed the council to cap the total number of rideshare drivers instead. Johannes Sium of the Seattle King County Taxi Owner Alliance says the limit the council imposed instead contains a loophole. It doesn't limit the number of rideshare companies operating in Seattle. He predicts an explosion in the number of rideshare businesses, also known as transportation network companies, or TNCs.
What happens is, even though they have 150 vehicle cap on each TNC, you can have thousands of vehicles on the road. Unlimited amount of TNCs equals unlimited amount of vehicles.
But committee chair Sally Clark said the advantage to this proposal is that it will be easy to see whether the 150 drivers for each company are meeting customer demand. If wait times for rides increase, Clark says the council will come back and raise that limit. The regulatory plan for ride shares must still be approved by the full council. That vote is expected to happen on March 10th. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.